tell until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
All right. It is Saturday, July 27th, 2024, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9's Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Trading Post this evening. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday and a wonderful weekend. Tonight's episode is entitled, episode number 59, it is entitled Noticing Patterns with Miss Monica Schaefer. So we are so pleased that we were able to get her for the show for this special Remembrance Day edition of the Snack Shack. Yes. So before we get to Miss Monica, shout out to Mr. Jan Lambrick in South Africa. The show that we recorded last Saturday, remember me talking last week about the going across the Northeast Passage in the blizzard to get over here to record the show with Mr. Jan Lambrick and the Hillbilly Professor. That is now up on historyreview.com. So historyreview.com website. Be sure to check out that show. We covered a lot of territory in that show. Also, shout out to RBN's Mr. Richard Carey for having me on his Friday Beyond the Official Narrative Roundtable with Dave and Dave. So we had a lot of fun with that show last night, so be sure to check that out. And of course, thanks to all the fine folks who hit the Trading Post tip jar this week to help out with our yearly bills, that all the incidental costs of keeping the show on the air. So we appreciate you tripping out on that. And remember to help RBN. The Trading Post is fine now. We got everything paid, so help RBN now. So we'll talk about that later. And so tonight's special guest is Miss Monica Schaefer, who is a very talented musician who's known for her political activist work in the truth community. She's an alumni of the Chicken Chat Thought Criminal Society and one half of those darn Schaefer kids, the creator of the 2015 famous video, Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, that went viral, got slapped down, went viral again, got slapped down, went viral again, and they're still slapping that video down, but there's no stinkers or sinkers in it, nothing but truth. They hate that. She's also the author of the 2023 book by the same title, Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, but perhaps she is best known around these parts for her recurring theatrical role as the mysterious art school babe Monica Chan in such way, way, way off Broadway dinner theater productions as Art School Babes Dig Austrian Painters and I Know Why the Chicken Shack Songbird Sings. For the newbies, we'll be opening up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour break so you can call in and tell us what you want to talk about, and that's Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. If you can handle my buckets of rocks, you can handle the truth. So comment on the air at 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out to the Trading Post chat room at bb9tradingpost.chatango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chatango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living. Come out to bb9tradingpost.chatango.com. The sun never sets on the North Kakalaki Trading Post chat room, but if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume and you go somewhere else. So I wonder what Miss Monica Schaefer wants to talk about tonight. The weather? How could you go from some zero blizzard temperatures to warm and sunny in 7 days? I guess that's how we roll here on Blackjack Mountain. Don't like the weather? Wait 15 minutes and it'll change. But I did get to do a little nice wolf run in the pouring rain and heavy fog, those epic fogs of Blowing Rock to Lenore in North Kakalaki on 321. Got to go down to New Hickory in North Kakalaki on Thursday. Of course, on Friday, it was absolutely beautiful, perfect driving weather, but I had no place to go, unlike on Thursday where I had to go. Now, the Elk Report, official North Kakalaki Elk Spotter, EX96, Echo X-Ray 96 reporting. No elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain today. I repeat, no elk spotted on Blackjack Mountain to date. But I did have fun going out in the snow this week and finding all the various critter tracks on the game trails and watching how quickly the new snow would hide them. So that's the end of the official North Kakalaki Wildlife Resource Commission elk spotter transmission. Or maybe she wants to weigh in on the big ongoing Watauga County debate on which was more hateful, angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-trailer truck in New Boone, North Kakalaki, or some kid waving a swastika flag near the Carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan clubhouse, and how even though the authorities never tracked down the evil swastika flag waver, the New Boone Town Council immediately passed a 2-page anti-Semitism education and awareness resolution by unanimous consent on the 22nd of February 2023, which reads in part, "Now therefore be it resolved that the Town Council of Boone condemns anti-Semitic acts and statements as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of Boone." End quote. Rest assured, anti-whiteism and anti-localism is considered absolutely kosher and encouraged both at App State University and in the town of New Boone. Or maybe she'll want to talk about how the first things the Red Terror Bolsheviks did when they seized power in Russia was to make anti-Semitism illegal and punishable by death. And if you were caught with a copy of the protocols, you would be executed on the spot by the Jewish Cheka and NKVD secret police. Talk about enforcing community standards to protect democracy. Or maybe she wants to talk about how that curious 6 million number, and no matter how many times the official numbers get reduced, like after the Soviet Union fell and the Auschwitz numbers went from 4 million to 1.5 million to 1.1 million, but the magic 6 million number always remains the same. Talk about an irrational number from an irrational people. I guess I'll never understand Jew math, like how Time magazine reported in 2016 there were only 100,000 Holocaust survivors in the world, but now in 2024, the Associated Press tells us there are 245,000 Holocaust survivors in the world. Nope, I don't think I'll ever understand the irrational and imaginary numbers that make up Jewish math. Or maybe she'll want to talk about how curious 6 million Jews perished in the Holocaust was repeated hundreds of times in Jewish newspapers way before World War II even started. Was this miraculous genetic ability of the Jews to bounce back their population numbers after Holocaust after Holocaust after Holocaust that inspired the Star Trek episode, The Trouble with Tribbles? Or maybe she'll want to talk about the impossible oven math calculations or those physics-defying gas chamber stories. Is the biggest threat to the Holocaust industry a fearless TikTok watching sixth grader with a pocket calculator and a baking cookies math problem? Jonathan Nosferatu Greenblatt of the ADL appears to think so. Or maybe she'll want to talk about all those great Holocaust film directors. If it came down between Alfred Hitchcock, Billy Wilder, or Steven Spielberg, which Jewish cinema director best captured the projection of the sadistic Sabbatean Frankist Jewish Bolshevik Cheka NKVD war crimes onto the innocent German people with their war atrocity propaganda? Does she think those psych war experts, U.S. General Robert McClure and his deputy C.D. Jackson, who were the first into the Buchenwald camp in 1945, should be in the Simon Wiesenthal Center Hall of Fame for their long-running atrocity porn shock images of the Nazi shrunken heads, human pelvis ashtrays, bars of Jewish soap, and the human skin lampshade that Hollywood director Billy Wilder, Echo, 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 so artfully captured on film? Or maybe she want to talk about why there isn't a Remembrance Day for the over 65 million deaths of the Bolshevik Red Terror, the 10 million deaths of the Holodomor, the over 1.5 million deaths in the Armenian Genocide, or the over a million surrendered German deaths in the Eisenhower-Rhine-Meadows death camps after the war ended. Seems like some folks get remembered while other folks get blotted out. I guess it's another one of those mitzvahs. Or maybe she'll want to talk about how curious it is that the Holocaust was not mentioned once in the very detailed and long memoir books of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Sir Winston Churchill, or Charles de Gaulle. And a Google Trend search shows that the Holocaust, trademark, only enters the lexicon starting in the 1960s, coincidentally after Raul Hilberg's published his book, The Destruction of the European Jews, in 1961. Or maybe she'll want to talk about how Elon Musk went to Auschwitz with his Mossad mascot, Little Ben Shapiro, for a struggle session, and not only did he get to see the piles of shoes, but a special greatest hits montage of fabricated atrocity propaganda was put up on the Auschwitz Jumbotron just for him. He was so inspired, he immediately instructed CEO of X-Twitter, chicken swinger Linda Yaccarino, to launch a new program of protecting free speech and clamping down on anti-Semitism that sounds just like the new Boomtown Council's two-page resolution on bowing down to carpetbagger kosher feelings, now on X Twitter. Or maybe she'll just want to talk about fishing. So welcome back to the Saturday Snack Shack, Miss Monica Schaefer, and tell us, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, thank you very much. Now, that oy vey, there was just altogether too much math in there in your little monologue. I just could hardly stand it. All that math, 6 million and then 65 million and 10 million. And yeah, where are those memorials for all those other millions? And gee, 6 million, that happened many times, many times. Oy vey. Oh, my goodness. It is indeed Hollow Hoax Remembrance Day, and we should all be, you know, prostrate and be remembering all those gas chambers and shrunken heads and soap and all that. Well, anyway, before we do that, though, I do have my own little bucket of rocks for you. So, you know, you can decide what we're going to talk about together after I throw you my little bucket of rocks here.
Okay.
So, for example, maybe you want to discuss this UNDRIP that is law as of today in Canada. That's the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Now, almost 10 years ago, I think maybe 8 years ago, that was passed by, or it was discussed at the United Nations, right? And this is now law in Canada, and they say that it will be transformative for Indigenous rights, but I think it will be transformative for European people's rights in Canada. And at the same time as that, you have the CBC, that's the Communist Broadcast Corporation of Canada. The other day I woke up and turned on the radio to hear about Winnipeg Hotel. There was a knife-wielding Native woman who was just, you know, going berserk in the lobby there with her big knife, and the people called the police, the staff called the police. They said, yes, we're coming, but restrain her, keep your staff and patrons safe. And then I woke up to the CBC was saying how racist the staff was, and you know, he was outraged, and this fellow who was talking, of course, he was a Native guy. So somehow that went over their heads that maybe it was the other way around, that, yes, she needed to be restrained. Or maybe you want to talk about the big protests in Germany and how there are millions of people protesting there, but somehow they're all connected with this AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, for Germany. And I think the powers that be are trying to outlaw that legitimate party, political party, and all these supporters who are out in the streets, they're somehow all terrorists. So that's how that's being presented in the mainstream media. Or maybe you'd like to talk about the fact that Trudeau, you know, he has been found in the wrong in terms of the truckers and the convoy. But I would remind people that these politicians in high places, they are always exempt somehow. I mean, just a reminder of when Brian Mulroney was found in the wrong for his Airbus scandal. That was a number of years back. And he was taking bribes from somebody there for buying these Airbuses. And then later, he somehow turned it around and sued the government, and the taxpayers had to pay out to him a settlement. So I don't know how that works, but somehow it all got turned on its head. So I think this might be just a little distraction. Or maybe we could talk about the fact that Vincent Renouard, a political prisoner in Scotland, but he's French, a Frenchman, he has just lost his battle fighting the extradition. So he's going to be extradited to France, and he's been in a Scottish prison for over a year. Or maybe you want to talk about Leslie Borey. This is an ongoing political prisoner in Milton, Ontario, who sometime in, I think his last hearing before a judge was supposed to be in November, but they forgot to get him out of his cell for that. It was going to be a video hearing just to determine a trial date. And somehow they forgot to get him out of his cell, but they postponed that the next time that was available to have a hearing before a judge would be September of 2024. So somehow, you know, you just forget to get somebody out of the cell and then delay it by 10 months. No problem. Or maybe you want to talk about, let's see, what else here? Oh, this is a nice good news. Alfred's birthday in 3 days from now. And then 3.5 weeks later, he's coming out of jail, out of the snack shack. So that's good. And it is also Mozart's birthday today. But mind you, 268 years ago. Now, if he hadn't have been, I think personally he was murdered, but with slow death by illness, because he died at age 35. And maybe the listeners or yourself, you might know more about this and correct me if I'm wrong, but I do think that he was starting to bump up against Jewish power. I'm not sure. I think he was involved in the Masons and then saw what they were about, and somehow, you know, he was not liked anymore, and he was buried without anybody there. It was a pauper's grave, penniless. And yet he was world famous already at the time with his composing and his performing and whatnot. And somehow he died a poor man at age 35. And yeah, there's something wrong with that picture there. So yeah, we could talk about that. And it just so happens to be Hollyhocks Remembrance Day today. And I think we could tie pretty much all of those things together to a certain group of people that seem to have an inordinate amount of power. Anyway, I've probably forgotten some of the rocks in my bucket here, but that's a good start, right?
I'm like, those were great. Yay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Happy birthday to Mr. Alfred Schaefer, and great news that he's going to be exiting the chicken shack for that horrible high crime and misdemeanor malfeasance of showing how high his dog could jump while in the chicken shack. That's the topper to this farce, is, you know, you do a high crime like that while you're in prison, they come after you again, you know, they're definitely gunning for you. But yeah, happy birthday, Mozart. And yes, yeah, that story of Mozart and the Freemasons and his production of the magic flute. There is so much esoteric Masonic stuff that he put in the magic flute. And then, like you said, suddenly he was poisoned and died suddenly, and was, you know, the entire high society completely shunned him. And that's one of the things about the Freemasons, you know, that if you go against their code, you know, you are dead to all of them, right? And they will come after you and kill you for your in horrible ways. And so that slow poisoning that, you know, he apparently died from, and he was completely healthy before. But yeah, there's a big story there. And of course, Trudeau, Trudeau, what can you do?
Yeah, I think that's a big distraction.
Justine Trudeau. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are wondering now, you know, since Greg Abbott, you know, the governor of Texas, is suddenly, you know, interested in protecting the border after all this time. But he is such a supporter of Israel and Zionism. We're wondering, is the Texas thing yet another, you know, Canadian trucker trap, the Charlottesville trap, the January 6th trap of, you know, bring these patriots into one place and then, you know, tag them, trace them, and, you know, seek and destroy them, you know. What's your take on that after what you saw with the trucker strike?
Yeah, okay. The Texas thing, you'd have to enlighten me about that. I don't know. But the truckers, I do think that this is still more theater. And that's why I brought up the Brian Mulroney scandal of the Airbus. I don't know if you remember that. That's a number of years ago. But, you know, he had taken envelopes with $100,000 cash in each envelope two or three times from this guy named Schreiber and to purchase a certain Airbus. And then it was found to be, of course, this was corruption at the highest level because he was prime minister at the time. And then later that all got turned around because somehow these prime ministers, they are immune. So right now there's a court ruling that it is called. Is it a court ruling or is it something else? But they have ruled that Trudeau should not have called the emergency act he shouldn't have declared it to be an emergency. He shouldn't have brought that into the fray. So, okay, so he's found to be in the wrong now, a couple of years later, after the truckers' convoy was so brutally shut down with violence, I might add. And is this going to go anywhere? I don't know. Judging by the past, how that turned around for Brian Mulroney, in the end, he sued the government of Canada for $50 million. Now, I don't know if the government of Canada paid out $50 million, but they settled out of court. I do not know. I don't have it at my fingertips how much he got, but somehow he got money in the end. Now, is that not bizarre or what? So is that similar story going to happen this time with Trudeau? I don't know, but that's my take on that.
That is so much the tactic of emergency powers. At the time, everybody who knew anything about Canadian law at all was saying this is a complete power grab. Trudeau does not have the authority to do this. It's, you know, just completely outside the realm of anything he has authority for, but yet he's doing it. And then, you know, after all the lives have been destroyed, the businesses destroyed, et cetera, the courts finally agree that, well, yeah, he did not have authority to do that. Our bad. But, yeah, we let him do it. But, you know, it's like the damage is done. But, oh, well, mistakes were made. But the fog of war, it was an emergency. You know, Canadian lives were at stake. We had to get the country shut down. But they always, you know, do it with an emergency. So what's your take on that?
Exactly right. Exactly right. That the Emergency Act, basically, it is a power grab. They can do anything and supposedly get away with it. Okay, so now they declare that it was wrong, but so what? They did it. And it doesn't really go back to how it was before. Like, though, yeah, the people's rights were trampled. Many people have, like you say, lost their livelihood and whatnot. And, you know, the truckers' convoy did light people on fire, like woke people up, broke a spell, I would say. And even if we might see that perhaps the truckers' convoy itself was organized by some, you know, nefarious it was all organized in advance, because I know somebody pointed out to me that there was even a Simpsons episode on that, and we know that the Simpsons, they did a lot of predictive programming. So if that was the case, that there was an episode that did this predictive programming about the truckers' convoy years before, okay, so it was organized. However, that does not mean that it didn't break a spell to a certain degree, and not just in Canada, but worldwide. People were watching this from around the world. But what happened? It got squelched, and throughout the COVID debacle, the whole shutdown thing, everything, I mean, the whole intention was to shut down many, 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 many small businesses, family businesses, and centralize the powers. It's always about centralization of power. And yeah, what does this do now? 2 years later, to declare that it was bad.
Well, and again, this is part of that method, the Marxist method of two steps forward, one step back. You know, you're not going to be able to go back to this magic time before he made all those decisions and all those organizations got created and all the power was grabbed by different agencies. You know, they'll back off. Halfway maybe if you're lucky, but you're not going to go back to what it was before he did this, right? That's the maddening part.
Yeah, might I just add to your, what you say, two steps forward, one step back. Alfred has a really great metaphor for how they do things, and it's the cobra. So how does the cobra kill its prey? It does not actively choke its prey, but it winds itself around its prey, and the prey will hold its breath, because you suspect, like, if you let out your air, it's going to snug up against you, right? And that's exactly what happens. So then finally you have to get new air, but to get new air you have to let out your air. When you breathe out, you shrink your lungs, you shrink your body. The cobra tightens its grip around you, but it doesn't actively squish you to death. It just tightens its grip, so you cannot breathe in again, and it does it over and over again. This is what they are doing to us. They keep on snugging down this cobra grip on us.
Right, and that's why I always refer to it in the game theory terms of slime mold that is intransigent, that it is just this intransigent beast that, has no morality, no good and evil. It's beyond that. It's just real politic, and it's full spectrum that's going for every place to grab power, infiltrate, grab power, and this is how they operate.
Yes. So what do we do? What, like, people, I know that they tend to, get kind of hopeless and think, wow, we're done. No, we're not done, because the fact that they are so intent on shutting us up, on censoring, on jailing people who might speak out, and speak the truth, the fact that they're still doing that means that the truth does matter. It does actually matter. And so exactly what we're doing right now, talking about these things, trying to educate people, try to alert people, because really, if we have a good understanding of what's going on in the world, then we have a better chance of making decisions which are based on, something that's going to be life-saving rather than deadly, like taking a jab, for example, and I hear the music.
Right. All right. We are going into break. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack with our special guest, Miss Monica Schaefer, and we will be back after these messages.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
All righty, we are back. You're listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackbird. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Trading Post this evening. Our special guest tonight is Miss Monica Schaefer, and we're going to be opening up the phone lines now. If you'd like to call in, you can call in and talk to us at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, or toll free 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And always, you know, if you still have resource, please, 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 please support Republic Broadcasting. Keep this network on the air. We are going up against a big, big Mockingbird weaponized propaganda weapon. And we were talking before the break about why it's so important for them to shut us down. And interesting, when you look at the Solomon Ash group conformity experiments, where you had the person up front lying, and then you had the shills, or the Confederates, as they were called in the experiment, lying to you peer-to-peer, the success rate in a democracy was up to 74% of people would comply with what they knew was wrong just to go along, right? And so one of the things in follow-up experiments, though, is if you had a single truth advocate in the mix, those numbers fell dramatically from 74% to down to less than 5%. So this is like when you expose a magician's trick, a deception, then you don't fall for it anymore, right? So once they've been exposed, then the magic spell, the mesmer, is broken. And that's what they're so afraid of. And so that's why we have to keep stations like this on the air, so you can have a voice out there challenging the big lies. Like Solzhenitsyn said, you know, we know they're lying to us. They know they're lying to us. They know that we know that they know that they're lying to us, yet they continue to lie to us. It's that part of the slime mold model that's all about deception, and deception hates the truth. So, Miss Monica, question. Have you ever heard of or played a game called Werewolf or a game called Mafia?
No, I don't know these games.
Okay, I am so ashamed of myself. I thought I was, you know, I knew all the games, right? But this was a game that was created by a guy in Russia in 1986, Dmitry Danandov. And he was basically looking at this concept of a informed minority, you know, the liar up front and the Confederate in there lying together, you know, an informed minority having tactical advantage over an uninformed majority, right? So he invented this game Mafia, and then it transformed into this game called Werewolf, where basically you have two players that are the werewolves. They know that they're werewolves, and their mission is to kill all the villagers. And then you have the villagers. Everybody else is a villager, and they're trying to figure out who the werewolves are before they get killed. And what's interesting is the minority almost always wins in these games. Right.
Oh, wow.
So that is the tricky part of this. You know, you get these people coming in and it's organized lying and deception. And, you know, the majority just goes along with it because they think it's got to be the truth. Right.
And, wow, this sounds like created by those chicken swingers, no?
Yeah, you know, or somebody, you know, trying to figure out what the chicken swingers were doing, right?
Maybe that's so, it, yeah. Yes. Put it into game form, but it's like gaslighting at the, you know, it's at the deepest level, isn't it?
Yes, that is the thing. It is total gaslighting. But once somebody comes in and says, you're not crazy, I see what you're seeing, and he's lying to you, then the spell's broken, right?
Yeah, so, I like the story that you told about those experiments, and that it only took one truth teller, and suddenly it's like, oh, that's like the child calling out the emperor has no clothes on, and then
exactly.
it breaks a spell, doesn't it?
All right, we got some calls lining up here. So, Mr. Producer, could we have Mr. Chance in West Virginia, please? Mr. Chance, are you there, sir?
Yes. Howdy, BB Meister, Miss Monica.
Hi, happy Saturday.
Howdy, Miss Monica the Magnificent. And happy birthday to Mr. Alfred. You know, I'm going to send him a chocolate birthday cake with 39 candles on top with a file baked inside it.
With the what? The what date?
With the file baked inside it.
Yeah, 39 candles. I'm not sure I'm missing something there.
Well, yeah, Jack Benny always said he was 39. That's why I came up with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know, anybody who doesn't believe that the weather is being manipulated by technology has a serious case of terminal head-up ass disease, man, really. It was down to 10 degrees here for 5 days in a row, and guess what it was today, BB? 62. Unbelievable.
There, yeah. That's what the kind of deltas we're seeing up here. It's like we were in sub-zero Fahrenheit, and now it's T-shirt weather again.
Yeah,
same,
weird, man.
Same up here where we are. Everything is melting. We don't have our winter anymore, and it's way above zero, or I guess for you it would be way above 32. But here's the latest about what you just brought up. Uh-huh. The lingo, it changes so quickly. It's now, you're not no longer just a climate denier if you don't see it. Now you're a climate hater.
Level up.
Boy, these people
truly,
are really whacked out, man. They're really whacked out. The reason I called is this, BB and Miss Monica. You know, I find it really bizarre that it took South Africa to put the pressure on the Israelis to stop the genocide. I mean, am I the only one who finds this bizarre?
Yeah,
all the time the South Africans were killing off whites and white farmers, and nobody said a peep.
And from what I saw, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I saw, not a single white Western nation stood with South Africa in the condemnation of Israel. So there's the topper of it. It's like, okay, South Africa is claiming the moral high ground here, and we're seeing what they're doing to white people. And they're, you know, going in, but nobody in the white world that should be seeing what's going on will dare, you know, condemn Israel. So what'd you think of that?
You got to say to yourself, is this a mind game psyop or what? Mm. Of all the countries in the world, and wouldn't you know it, they chose South Africa. Who killed them? I mean, people don't ask these questions or what? Are they brain dead? Or they can't see the irony in this?
And the key in what you just said is they chose South Africa. They triple bracket, echo, around the they, because this is all that's theater. Like,
it's theater.
That's
theater. They chose South Africa, to play this role. Of course, you got to, you know, and people just don't see it. Well, folks, thanks for taking my call now, and happy birthday, Mr. Alfred.
All right, great call. Thanks for calling in. Okay, Mr. Producer, can we have Mr. Henry in Minnesota, please? Mr. Henry, are you there? Mr. Henry? Going once? maybe he dropped off. So anyway, what do you want? Check out this werewolf game.
Well, there we have Mr. Henry there.
He hung up on it. But, you know, it's just fascinating, the game theory, and you see how this model is playing out in every community where you've had these cells of werewolves move in, the little Marxist slime mold cells, and they just start setting up NGO groups and all this philanthropy, and suddenly money starts flowing.
Yes.
And the villagers don't know that there are werewolves that are, you know, running a genocide operation on them. So
This is so key what you just said. They come in and they set up these philanthropist organizations. So the average Joe Blow just thinks, wow, isn't this great? People are organizing and doing great things. This is like Trojan horse material, right? It always looks so good on the outside, not understanding that it is actually there's an enemy within this. And what you described there with this werewolf game, that's very interesting. Yes, I will look into that. And
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Producer, we have Mr. Henry back now. Mr. Henry, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Happy Holocaust.
There you are. Happy Saturday.
Yes, sir. Hey, so I have a quick question. I was listening to you with Mike Addy, and I also was on Republic Broadcasting. .org, and I saw an article that drew my attention regarding the British Ministry of Truth said in 1944 that the Holocaust must be created to distract from USSR massacres. And I'm thinking, you know, what was the origins of this Hullah hoax? You know, it had to be somebody that was able to promote this lie and math. On top of that, you also mentioned, and I the Google search of Hullah hoax, that it only came into the lexicon in the mid-60s, or it ramped up in the mid-60s. I just wanted to get your take on that, the two of you. Thank you for all you guys do.
Oh, great call. Miss Monica, take it away. This is your wheelhouse.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I just had a total mental block here, so you go ahead first here on this.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay. It's okay. Yeah, they had to. You're absolutely right, Henry. They had to invent the Holocaust. And I have read that there were whisper campaigns already, you know, mid-World War II about things going on in these camps, these whisper campaigns, getting fear into the people who were in these camps too, so that then much later, years later, you have the Holocaust survivors who have all these fabricated stories about what they saw there, but they really didn't see any of those things. And that was brought out very well in the Ernst Zundel trials in the 80s, or the 1985 trial, when they had eyewitnesses on the stand and their testimony was absolutely shredded under cross-examination. They ended up saying, well, no, I didn't see that. It was just rumor. It was rumor. Or I heard these things and I was a little boy or whatever, you know, this kind of thing. So, yeah, they had to cover for the actual atrocities that were done to the Germans. And they had to make the German be the villain and take world attention away from how Germany was absolutely flattened and Germany was holocausted with all those cities being firebombed. I mean, that was the real Holocaust. So, you know, people have heard about Dresden and most people have heard about Hamburg and Cologne, but it was, I don't know how many cities, every city over a certain population, like over, what was it, 100,000 or over 60,000 was bombed, and not just bombed, but firebombed. So the people were actually really and truly holocausted, but it was the Germans who were holocausted. And then they made up this reverse story, and the Germans have never been able to come out from under this guilt cult and guilt complex, and it's getting worse, although there are many Germans waking up. But I think more Germans in the diaspora worldwide are waking up than Germans in Germany. I don't know. I mean, Alfred seems to say that, no, there's lots who are waking up, but they're still pretty quiet and they're still in the minority. More so in the East than the West, they wake up. And that's because in the East, what then became communist-ruled, you know, the East Germany behind the Iron Curtain, they didn't suffer from as much of this indoctrination as they did in the West, because they were already under communist rule. Right. So they didn't believe in the moon landing, for instance, when the moon landing happened. They thought, no, that's just Hollywood theater. And they were right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But do you think it could have been part of the Frankfurt School that promoted this lie with funding maybe from the Rockefellers, not just the Ministry of Truth?
Oh, definitely the Frankfurt School that had its huge impact in the education of all of us, not just in Germany, but in America, and, you know, the cultural Marxist education that kind of came out of Frankfurt School, didn't it?
Yes, sir. Ma'am, sorry.
That's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I misgendered you.
Right, and yeah, one of the things that was fascinating.
Oh, don't you dare.
One of the things that was fascinating to me is, you know, when you study Henry Ford's work and what he was writing about, it was just, he was finding out what horrors were going on in all of these Soviet blocs, right? And he understood the Holodomor. He understood the Bolshevik terror. He understood the Armenian genocide. And he was writing about how it was amazing that none of the Jewish media would tell the tales, that they kept it quiet. And so, yeah, it's fascinating to me just what a lockout in the American and just Western, you know, media. They were able to keep those real horrors of these, you know, Cheka NKVD programs, you know, away from the population. And then to jump in and say, oh, the Germans did the Holocaust, so don't look at the Holodomor. And it's interesting, at the same time, they were really ramping up this anti-Germanism of the German Holocaust, they were also doing the same projection onto we Southern white men, that we were the ones responsible for the North Atlantic slave trade, when in reality, the Jews were the ones that had the slave plantations, the ships, they were the ones that had the slave markets, but they projected that all on us. So at the same time you're getting Schindler's List, you're also getting the Roots series. So great call. Anything else before we let you go, or we need to get to some more callers?
Well, I don't want to hog up the line. I just also find that time period, the 60s, was also the civil rights movement, to your point about, you know, casting aspersions on the white men. Hey, I want to thank you both. It's an honor to speak to both of you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Okay, Mr. Producer, can we have Miss Misty in Kansas, please? Miss Misty, are you there? Oh, can we have Miss Misty in Kansas, please? Miss Misty, are you there?
Yes, I am now.
Happy Saturday.
Yes, yes. I just want to say I'm glad Alfred is fixing to get out. And Monica, my gosh, I wish you had a two-hour show. Really,
oh,
Blackbird.
Thanks.
Okay, honestly. But anyway, I had read something. I'm going to try to be fast. I read something today that they're saying there's 275,000 Holocaust survivors still alive. Now, I'm trying to question that in my mind, you know, once again, their
maybe
weirdness.
Maybe it was those 3,000 babies that were born in Auschwitz. You know,
well,
maybe they're still alive.
Thank you for that. That is exactly. But they still get, I guess, reparations, huh, from everybody. But anyway, my second point was, Blackbird, you were telling her about what's fixing to happen down at the border. I believe it starts the 28th to February 3rd, and tell her, because you mentioned that earlier, and she doesn't know what apparently is going on there. And is that a trap? So... and that was my question. Thank you so much. I love your show. Monica, I love you, too.
Oh, thank you, Misty.
You're more than welcome. Gosh, you need a show. Thank you. Bye.
Aww.
Okay, bye. You have a great weekend.
Okay.
You know, they're moving to the border to stop all the invaders from coming in. I have heard something about that. Is that correct?
Right. So just to recap, you know, make sure I get this right, but basically you've had this open border on our southeast that's just been flooded, and you've got all these Jewish NGO groups coordinating it, right?
Yes.
The state governors have refused to do anything. And when, you know, President Trump started doing the border wall, we know how all that went. Then the state governor of Texas suddenly out of the blue, after all this time, says he's going to put razor wire along the border. So this, you know, big, powerful image of razor wire, right? And the Biden administration says, no, you can't do that. So you got this federal state thing going. It goes to the Supreme Court, and it gets voted 5-4 to say the state governor does not have the authority to do this, right? The state governor then said, I want to do it anyway. So now we're in de facto constitutional crisis of a state governor challenging the Supreme Court on a situation, right? So a lot of people are saying this is Fort Sumter 2.0 ready to happen.
Wow.
So, you know, that's okay. Kind of what's going on. Yeah. It's
interesting
tricky,
times. Thank
yeah,
you for that
we'll
explanation.
Definitely keep that up, you know. But anyway, so Mr. Producer, can we have James in Vancouver, please? Mr. James, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Happy Saturday.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes. Shabbat Shalom. Say, listen, you know, the cobra snake, as I understand it, is not a constrictor. The cobra spits its venom and bites.
Oh, okay,
it's
maybe
boa.
It's the wrong snake. I
yeah,
might have had the wrong snake.
Using pythons with cobras.
Well,
but
okay, sorry, I had the wrong snake, but anyway.
No, that's okay.
But the analogy held anyway.
In this intelligence business, it's important to keep our snakes clear.
yes, it is.
yeah. Say, Mr. Blackbird, are you familiar with the game theory of Roger Meyerson? Have you read his book?
You kind of dropped out there a bit. So what was the
Are you familiar with the book in game theory by Roger Meyerson? Have you heard the name Roger Meyerson?
No. What should I know? Roger Meyerson.
Well, that's okay. He's a chicken swinger, and he won the Nobel Prize, too. But look at Miss Monica. Were you in jail in Germany? Did I understand that correctly?
Correct. I was in jail in Germany for 10 months in 2018.
Well, that's... Now, after you got out of jail, did you come back to Canada?
Yeah, I'm a Canadian citizen, so I was just over there visiting my brother Alfred, who is a reverse migrant. Like, we all grew up in Canada, us kids, in the Schaefer family, and then he, as an adult, moved back to Germany in the mid-80s and lives there. And I was visiting my brother Alfred, and then I was arrested when I was in Germany. That was early 2018, spent 10 months in jail.
And then then you came back to Canada, did you?
Indeed. Came back home. My home was Jasper, Alberta for 37 years. Yeah.
And then have you been back to Germany since then?
No, I have not. I really would like to, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea right now.
I was going to say, my friend, actually friend of the family, Johnny. Johnny was in Eisenhower's camp for 6 months, and he was on the Russian front when he was 14, and he took a building course after he got out of Eisenhower's camp. He took a building course in Germany. He came to Canada with 50 cents in 1950, and by 1965 he was a millionaire. And his wife taught me grade five. But I'll let you guys go, and I wish you all the best, Monica. Thanks, Karen. Right.
Thank you,
thanks,
James,
for calling. Yeah, this Meyerson guy's work looks pretty interesting. He's doing game theory on monetary transfers needed to induce informed agents to reveal their information truthfully. So not only, how do you get information, how do you get true information? So I'll have to do some research on Mr. Roger Meyerson there. All right, Mr. Producer, could we have Dan in Virginia, please? Dan, are you there?
Yes.
Greetings. Happy Saturday. Have to be kind of quick. We're about to run out of time.
Okay, I'll make it pretty quick then. Listen, you've probably seen on television these commercials to save the Holocaust Jews in the Ukraine.
Yes.
And it turns out that it isn't just, one or two or a dozen. There's hundreds. There might be thousands of them. And here's the story. Ukraine was still under the occupation of Russia during World War II. And as soon as war broke out, when Stalin finally came to his senses, he gave an order, all Jews east. And you didn't mess around with Stalin. When he gave an order, you carried it out. So all the Jews in the Ukraine and everywhere else in Russia had to go east to, I don't know what they call it now. But anyway, it was totally empty of Jews, unless they broke the law and, suffered Stalin's wrath, which I don't think too many of them would take that chance.
Right.
And
fascinating. Yeah, because they use that same footage for, Holocaust Jews in Israel. So it's the pitiful old ladies, and it's like, okay, y'all have to take care of them because we can't, even though we've got more billionaires on the planet than anybody else, you goyim have to take care of these elderly women.
So Israel,
thanks for the call. We are out of time. I am so sorry, Max. Man. Please call back next week. I'm sorry I couldn't get to your call. You have all been right. Listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack with Miss Monica Schaefer. Miss Monica, real fast, last word.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It was really, really, it went by so fast. That means it was a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. And until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.